It's a Sean Frothingham, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Today, let's visit Southern California. Southern California has its share of surprises, but until you live there, you can't fully appreciate just how surprising things can be. So let's take a look at a few things no one tells you about living in Southern California. Southern California and Northern California are polar opposites. Until you live in SoCal, you truly have no idea of the vast differences between the northern and southern parts of the state. From the climate to the scenery, and even the personality of the people who live there, everything in Southern and Northern California is so different, it's like two unique planets. You'll long for distinct seasons after a year full of nothing but summer. Enjoying the sunshine is just a given in Southern California, and we are grateful for the beautiful weather. But no one ever tells you how much you'll miss each and every season until you move there. Whether it's the crunchy leaves in the fall or the dusting of snow in the winter, you may find yourself longing for a change of season after experiencing summer in Southern California all year long. Exercise is practically a religion. Most Southern Californians are quite fit. Whether it's hiking, biking, walking, surfing, or doing yoga, you'll quickly discover that most everyone in Southern California is obsessed with some form of exercise. Living in Southern California will turn you into an aggressive driver. Whether you're on the freeway, merging into another lane, or just trying to find a parking spot at the mall, you'll quickly discover that driving in Southern California is practically a competitive sport. You'd better have a guest room, or at least a comfy couch, because everyone will want to come to visit you. When you live in a place like Southern California, you'll find that friends and family are always up for a visit. Whether you have vacation time or not, you better be prepared for everyone to sign up for a visit so they can check out Disneyland and SeaWorld. People may tell you it's expensive to live in Southern California, but they don't tell you just how expensive. Whether it's the price of housing, sales tax, the price of gas, or even the price of food, everything is so much more expensive than you could possibly expect. If you don't have a car in Southern California, you'll have a challenging time getting around. Southern California isn't exactly known for its excellent public transportation. With that said, if you rely on public transport to get around, then you'll find yourself in a total transportation pickle when you live here. The car is king. Everyone grills in Southern California all the time. All the time. You better have a barbecue when you live there and know how to use it, as dinner time often consists of throwing something on the grill most every night of the week. Whether it's fall, winter, spring, or summer, Southern Californians will be outside grilling. You'll become a total Mexican food snob after living in Southern California. Until you live there, you have no idea just how good Mexican food can be. Whether it's the local taco shop at the end of the block or a mom-and-pop hole-in-the-wall, you will quickly discover that you'll never again enjoy Mexican food as much as you do there. Love discovering secret places? Then let's take a little journey to this magnificent destination in Southern California that is oh so magical. El Dorado East Regional Park is located at 7550 East Spring Street in Long Beach. Perhaps one of Southern California's best-kept secrets, this local gem is filled with all sorts of scenic surprises that will make you want to return again and again and again. Not your typical park in any way, this beautiful oasis will make you feel like you've stepped inside a storybook, especially when you encounter this fairy tale tree tunnel that's almost too good to be true. With so many trees to be found within the park, you'll quickly discover one of the best sights is to see the sun peeking through the branches of the trees. It's a little slice of beauty that you will never grow tired of seeing. More than just a place to wander amongst the trees, this lush outdoor oasis is packed with tons of things to do that every outdoor enthusiast will enjoy. Whether you choose to grab a bite to eat at one of the many picnic tables with a waterfront view, or grab your fishing rod and have some fun fishing in the fully stocked lake. This picturesque park is a splendid place to spend the day. And when you show up on a scorching hot day, this tree-shaded sanctuary is exactly where you'll want to be. There's nothing quite like staying protected from the sun by taking a leisurely walk underneath a canopy of trees. After a day of exploring this spectacular park, grab a seat and take in the view. The next best thing to strolling along through this picturesque park is taking some time to stop to enjoy the beauty that's all around you. Even if you have to share the bench with a stranger, like a friendly squirrel, you'll still find the spot to be heaven on earth. Although the park itself is free, be prepared to pay for parking when you arrive. The charge per vehicle is between $5 and $8, depending on what day of the week you visit. Life can get pretty hectic, even when you're having a great time. Here are some of the most peaceful places in Southern California that you'll want to visit when you need a break from it all. Los Jilgueros Preserve. Head to the town of Fallbrook, and you'll find a peaceful 46-acre preserve where you can explore a variety of trails in the most picturesque surroundings. You can find Los Jilgueros Preserve near Fallbrook High School, just south of Mission Road in the small town of Fallbrook. Point Doom Cove Trail. There's nothing like the beauty of the ocean to add some tranquility to your day. The Point Doom Cove Trail, located at Cliffside Drive and Birdview Avenue in Malibu, is an easy breezy trail that's under 2 miles. You can stretch your legs, take in the view, and head back home feeling completely rejuvenated. Descanso Gardens. Whether you love exploring lush trails with plenty of leafy trees, or you just want to stop and smell the roses at this picturesque Southern California garden, you'll find the perfect place to unwind at this garden setting. Descanso Gardens is located at 1418 Descanso Drive, La Cañada, Flint Ridge. Whitewater Preserve. The fall season is the perfect time of year to head to the Southern California desert and soak up the beauty of this pocket of the state. With a variety of activities that will completely relax you, this oasis is a good excuse to get out of town and head to the Southern California desert. Whitewater Preserve is located at 9160 Whitewater Canyon Road in Whitewater. Blue Sky Ecological Reserve. Tucked inside the city of Poway in San Diego County, you'll find an oak-lined canyon with 700 acres of peace and quiet to explore. Beautiful tree-lined trails with lots of shade are just what you need to break up the hustle and bustle of a busy day. Blue Sky Ecological Reserve can be found at 16275 Espola Road in Poway. Lake Gregory. A day on or near the water is the perfect remedy for a peaceful day. To experience this refreshing lake, you can head to the town of Crestline, where you will find Lake Gregory. Whether you're walking, boating, or just playing in the water, this is one place you can count on for a little peace. Lake Gregory is located at 24171 Lake Drive in Crestline. Rancho Santa Ana Botanic Gardens. To experience a slice of peace and tranquility, you can head to the town of Claremont, where you will find a secret garden hike that will completely enchant you. Just under 2.5 miles long, this short and sweet garden setting is the perfect place for a leisurely stroll. Rancho Santa Ana Botanic Garden can be visited at 500 North College Avenue in Claremont. The Huntington Library, Art Collections, and Botanical Gardens. If being surrounded by some of the world's most breathtaking gardens is your idea of a peaceful day, then you will love exploring the Huntington Library, Art Collections, and Botanical Gardens. This 120-acre garden will treat you to over 15,000 plants and flowers grown throughout 12 unique gardens. The Huntington is located at 1151 Oxford Road in San Marino. Wayfarers Chapel, a.k.a. the Glass Church. For the ultimate peaceful experience, a trip to the Wayfarers Chapel is in order. Also known as the Glass Church, this architectural beauty in Palos Verdes combines glass and wood in a forested setting that overlooks the ocean. It is one of the most peaceful locations imaginable. The Wayfarers Chapel is located at 5755 Palos Verdes Drive South in Rancho Palos Verdes. This heavenly oasis in the woods is open every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Palomar Mountain State Park is a delightful day trip or weekend camping getaway that can be enjoyed all year long. It's located at 19952 State Park Drive, Palomar Mountain. Love forest settings? You'll want to take a scenic hike through the many trails that can be found within this 1,800-acre park. From easygoing trails that most anyone can do to more thrilling adventures that will leave you huffing and puffing, this beautiful forest is filled with a variety of adventures. Palomar Mountain State Park has everything. From hiking to camping and even fishing, you can enjoy all of your favorite outdoor activities at this outdoor oasis. Seeking out a scenic setting with an epic view? Nothing quite like reaching the top after a strenuous hike and seeing this beautiful landscape all around you. Make sure to stop and soak up the scenery when you reach a viewpoint. You're so high up in the mountains that you may even feel like you're above the clouds. Even little ones will love it here. It's a perfect place to wander and explore while teaching the kiddos a love of the great outdoors. You can even introduce them to the joy of fishing. For those of you who love camping, this state park is a dream come true. Pitch your tent in this dreamy setting that comes with a grill and a picnic table for you to enjoy during your stay. On a hot day, there's no better place to escape from the heat than by lounging under a canopy of trees for an afternoon picnic. Not out for hiking or camping? Even if all you do is take a scenic Sunday drive, you'll love the stunning view from your windshield as you travel to Palomar Mountain State Park. The Self-Realization Fellowship Meditation Gardens in Encinitas. You can easily lose yourself here in the gardens. And that would not be because of the extensive vegetation or the winding paths. This beautiful garden is peaceful and cleansing, and people can lose themselves in thought. Stairs, along with stone and dirt paths, take visitors through the well-manicured garden filled with tropical plants, vibrant flowers, potted plants, and trees. Small creeks and many waterfalls lead to quaint ponds filled with colorful koi fish. Benches are located along the path and hidden in remote corners so visitors can soak in the beauty, rest, or meditate. The meditation garden extends all the way to the cliffs above the beach, so it is the perfect place to watch a sunset. A plaque at the cliffside edge of the garden points out that it is the original location of the Golden Lotus Temple, built in 1937. Paramahansa Yogananda had founded the Self-Realization Fellowship in 1920, coming to the United States from India that year to serve as a delegate to an international congress of religions. He spread the teachings of meditation to Americans and believed in the non-sectarian worship of one God. Thousands came to his services. Yogananda returned to Encinitas in 1937 to establish the temple. Then, in 1942, the temple became unstable due to cliff erosion and was dismantled after sliding partway down the beach bluff. Yogananda then founded temples in Hollywood and San Diego. The original garden landscape was directed by Yogananda, who also did much of the planting. Yogananda used to swim in a pool that still can be seen along the northern edge of the garden. It is now drained and empty. The beach can be reached by stairs in Swami's Park south of the gardens. The park was named after Yogananda, who was also known as Swami Yogananda. The gardens are located at 215 K Street in Encinitas. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and closed on Monday. The cost is free, and donation boxes are located throughout the garden. Swami's Cafe is located just across the street. When it comes to fantastic hiking trails, Southern California has an abundance of destinations where you can get outside and explore nature all year long. One of these gems is a heavenly trail that leads to an iconic destination that everyone knows and loves, the Griffith Park Observatory. Although there are many hikes to enjoy throughout Griffith Park, the Ferndale Trail will treat you to storybook surroundings that will take your breath away. You can find the Ferndale Trailhead at the intersection of Ferndale Drive and Black Oak Drive in Los Angeles, inside Griffith Park. When you start out on the trail, you'll be surrounded by a secret garden that will remind you of a fairy tale. The trail itself is fairly easy to navigate and not very long. At 2.5 miles, this is one trail that most everyone will be able to enjoy. Throughout the Ferndale Trail, you'll feel like you're in a storybook setting. Towering trees to lush greenery, this place is pure magic. You'll even encounter a bridge or two and a small stream to complete the fairy tale setting. Although a good portion of the hike is in a lush and shaded setting, this trail is full of variety and will soon take you from an enchanted forest to a wide open trail with epic city views. Even if you're not a fan of the city, it's hard not to appreciate the view you'll encounter as you reach this part of the trail. As beautiful as the hike has been up to this point, the real jaw-dropper is when you spot the Griffith Observatory from around the bend. It's like it pops out of nowhere, and it is beyond stunning. Although this hike is only 2.5 miles, you'll definitely get a nice workout as there's a bit of an incline as you head toward the observatory. But believe us, it's worth it. And just like that, before you know it, you'll reach the observatory on foot. It's even more stunning close up. Make sure to visit the observatory while you're here. What a great way to reward yourself after a hike. The observatory is open from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekends. And best of all, admission to the observatory is completely free. As you're looking for new destinations in Southern California that offer an opportunity to spend more time outside, you'll want to be sure to add this beauty to the top of your list. Welcome to Virginia Robinson Gardens. This garden masterpiece, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of the city, will completely enchant you. Virginia Robinson Gardens is located at 1008 Eldon Way in Beverly Hills. A historic landmark in Southern California, this stunning mansion that was built in 1911 offers a beautiful glimpse of Southern California's past. Although the home is not open for tours at this time, you can take a docent-led tour of the gardens and see the stunning property up close and in person. Guided tours are available by appointment only. Tours can be scheduled Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission to the gardens is $15 for adults, $11 for seniors, and $5 for children 5 to 12. The tour lasts approximately 90 minutes and will take you through absolute perfection. Be prepared for plenty of walking as you enjoy many fascinating stories about the history of this outdoor oasis. Tucked inside the city of Pasadena, there's a quaint little garden that will transport you to paradise right here in Southern California. Arlington Garden, located at 275 Arlington Drive in Pasadena, is a charming spot to tour throughout the entire year. Not only is this garden a treasure to visit, but it's also free and open to the public. It is open each and every day between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., so you can count on this sweet little hideaway to add a touch of wonder to your day. Looking for a spot to stretch your legs and explore a short trail? Wander through Arlington Garden and you'll feel refreshed in no time. As you walk through the grounds, it's hard not to feel like you've been transported to a magical fairy tale garden, because, quite honestly, it looks like it's right out of a storybook. Take in all the beauty this garden has to offer, and soak up the magnificent surroundings overflowing with flowers, lush trees, and fragrant blossoms. No matter which way you stroll, colorful blooms abound in every direction. Show up in the springtime and you'll be in awe of the colorful wildflowers covering the garden. A local favorite for most everyone is the California poppy. In addition to a wide variety of flowers, you'll encounter quaint features like a charming little footbridge. As you walk across this garden feature, it's impossible not to feel delighted by its charm. Looking for the perfect place to rest your feet after a day in the garden? Grab a seat on one of the outdoor chairs and cool off under a shady tree. Ideal for nature enthusiasts and those seeking some peace and quiet, here's a little slice of paradise that is pure pleasure to discover. The Bellona Freshwater Marsh is one of Southern California's most unexpectedly delightful natural wonders that is well worth planning a visit to in the future. The Bellona Freshwater Marsh can be experienced in Playa del Rey at Lincoln Boulevard and Playa del Rey. Spanning 26 acres, this coastal salt marsh and estuary is a little-known natural wonder that offers plenty of scenery and peaceful trails to explore. An abundance of wildlife is one of the many things that make this setting so peaceful and refreshing. Known as a birding hotspot, this is a nature lover's paradise for those who love witnessing a variety of birds in their natural surroundings. You'll see so many winged beauties during a visit to this freshwater marsh. You could easily spend an entire afternoon exploring this pocket of paradise and never lose interest. Also known for its trails, you can head out on a path and stroll the area while soaking up all the natural beauty around you. Dogs love it here as well. They're welcome to accompany their owners at the Bellona Freshwater Marsh as long as they're properly leashed during their visit. The address is Lincoln Boulevard in Playa del Rey. With an abundance of restaurants, shops, and outdoor activities, the coastal town of Santa Barbara makes for a magnificent getaway destination. When seeking out a place to stay in this beautiful town, you can't do much better than the 150-year-old Upham Hotel. Conveniently situated in the center of all that Santa Barbara has to offer, the hotel's peaceful atmosphere will make you feel millions of miles away from any stress or worries. Let's take a look. A Santa Barbara legend, the Upham Hotel combines historic charm with modern-day amenities. If you're looking for a peaceful getaway in a coastal town, this is it. First opened in 1871, the Upham Hotel is considered to be the longest continuously operated hotel in Southern California. With 150 years of hosting travelers from far and wide, you can rest assured that you'll feel right at home in this living piece of history. Today, the boutique property is home to 50 beautiful rooms and suites, along with several garden cottages. The property's tranquil atmosphere is perfect for unplugging from the rest of the world. The Upham Hotel specializes in good old-fashioned hospitality, but they also make your comfort their highest priority. You'll have access to all of the modern amenities you could desire here, including terry cloth bathrobes, luxurious linens, high-speed Wi-Fi, and so much more. The hotel's rooms perfectly combine elegance with comfort. Visitors can choose a room from either the Santa Barbara Collection, the Classic Collection, or the Upham Collection. Although we're sure you'll find plenty of great dining spots while exploring Santa Barbara, the hotel's on-site restaurant also hits the mark. Louis California Bistro showcases fresh California cuisine with locally sourced ingredients, all served in a lovely dining room. Located in Santa Barbara's charming downtown area, you'll be steps away from gorgeous beaches, shops and restaurants, and Santa Ynez wine country. The Getty Center in Los Angeles is a campus of the Getty Museum and other programs of the Getty Trust. The $1.3 billion center opened to the public on December 16, 1997, and is well known for its architecture, gardens, and views overlooking Los Angeles. The center sits atop a hill connected to a visitor's parking garage at the bottom of the hill by a three-car cable-pulled hovertrain people mover. Located in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles, The center is one of two locations of the J. Paul Getty Museum and draws 1.8 million visitors annually. The other location is the Getty Villa in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles. The center branch of the museum features pre-20th century European paintings, drawings, illuminated manuscripts, sculpture and decorative arts, and photographs from the 1830s through present day from all around the world. In addition, the museum's collection at the center includes outdoor sculpture displayed on terraces and in gardens, and the large central garden designed by Robert Irwin. Among the artworks on display is the Vincent van Gogh painting Irises. Designed by architect Richard Meyer, the campus also houses the Getty Research Institution, GRI, the Getty Conservation Institute, the Getty Foundation, and the J. Paul Getty Trust. The center's design included special provisions to address concerns regarding earthquakes and fires. This is Sean Frothingham, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet?
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road.